The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
.406 on the Central Coast. I'm Dave Congleton. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Good to be with you. We're breaking this hour down into two parts. During the second half, Maestro Michael Novak is back with us from Orchestra Novo. They're going to do a special screening of the classic silent film this weekend, The Freshman, with a live orchestra of music. We'll tell you about that. This segment, we put the spotlight on our friends at the Central Coast Writers Conference. Back and better than ever. We start by welcoming back Conference Director Brian Metcalf. Brian, how are you?
Who's Brian Metcalf? Brian Schwartz, come on.
Why
Dave.
Am I calling you? I'm sorry. I had a senior moment here.
This is the 40th.
I'm thinking of the guy from Pacific Kitchen and Bath.
That's right. You got a lot going on. I'm amazed how quickly you can change gear.
There we go.
Shift gears. Yeah. But this is an hour for Cuesta, because not only is the Michael Novak event happening at Cuesta, but this is the Central Coast Writers Conference.
And we have our very special favorite cartoonist, Charles Schulz, here.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No. Let's give him his proper introduction. I can't believe we have never met. You've been around for a long time.
A very long time.
We've got Lee Rubin here. Accomplished author and cartoonist with more than 20 books to his credit. Internationally syndicated cartoonist. Author of the book that I'm holding in my hand, Think Like a Cartoonist, A Celebration of Humor and Creativity, available however you get books. Now, why is Mr. Rubin taking time out of his busy schedule to join us?
Well, first of all, it was Cher at Slow Life magazine that introduced me to Lee, or recommended him. So he will be featured in the June-July issue of Slow Life magazine. But Lee is going to be our keynote speaker at this year's Writers Conference, which is October 5th out at Cuesta. And it just builds on last year's conference, which is to invite and get people interested in the conference that aren't just writers, but creatives of all type. And Lee's got an amazing story. So I think most of this time will be spent talking about Lee and giving folks a little bit of a preview of what to expect at the conference.
And we'll get there, but I just want to, how do people sign up for the conference, and why should they sign up this early?
Yes, so there is the super early bird rate, which expires on April 20th. So you've got some time to register for $199 before we start to publish the programs and the speakers. This year, being the 40th annual, my plan is to bring in the best of the best. So the best, highest rated speakers that we've had over the years, to invite them to attend, but then also bring in some new faces like Lee, who's never been at the conference before. Last year was my first year doing it, Dave, and I got great kudos from most everyone who attended. You were there.
That went very well.
Thank you. And it was a lot of work, and my wife's like, you're not really going to do this again, are you? I said, babe, I did all the work the first year. Why would I throw in the towel now?
The first year is the most difficult
yes.
part. So, Lee, how'd you get roped into this?
I got a call from Brian. He wanted to do a piece on me for Slow Life magazine. I got that right?
Yep. Yeah. Good job.
And then he asked, would I like to keynote and speak and do a workshop or also a regular
session
at the conference? And I said, sure, because I've never been. You know, this is my 40th year, too. So that's 80 combined years of
experience. Of
creative wisdom, experience.
Yes, creativity. Yes.
Do you normally go to writers' conferences, Lee?
No. Nobody invites me.
So I can't ask you the standard question about why writers should go to a conference like this.
Well,
I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Yeah. Lee, why should the people go to a conference like this?
Well, writers like to hang around other writers, don't they? And then
sometimes
they can compare their work to them. And typically, I think someone here once said they wanted to meet agents, because agents are very wise.
Yeah. Well, I know that's why I want to meet an agent. Brian was asking for feedback.
Right.
I said, make sure you have agents. That's all.
Well, and his whole book is about the life of a creative, the business of a creative. How do you make a livelihood as a creative? And I think that's a huge part of the Writers Conference, is, you know, this endeavor, and how do we establish ourselves? And Lee has done that really well, starting, and you're going to talk about sort of the hard road you went down.
We're supposed to make money off of this?
That is the tricky bit, isn't it?
Get my agent on the phone, Craig.
That is the tricky bit. I mean, I didn't have an agent at first, and that was many, many years ago. I was making a lot of phone calls when you had to pay for phone calls, when you sending out promo, when there was pre-internet, a lot of mail, and little by little it worked.
When did you've been doing it for 40 years? How long were you in it before it started working for you?
It almost from the beginning, 1978, I came up with this harebrained idea to start a greeting card company because I was working for my dad at his print shop. So I printed up the first few samples, put them on the counter. Somebody came in and bought one for 50 cents. That's all I needed was that little bit of encouragement. Then I printed up a whole line of them, and then that turned into a book, and then that turned into the daily cartoon in the famous Antelope Valley Press, Palmdale and Lancaster, California.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
Well, everybody's got to start somewhere, yeah, and that's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite rejection letters at the conference.
Do you still get rejections?
Not from women, because I'm married to one, but from...
I'll
let the agents handle that now. I don't want to know about it anymore.
He's in the thick of the fact the newspaper business is, a Titanic, and it's changing very quickly. So I think you're dealing with a lot of the fact that there's fewer print papers than there used to
be. There is that.
And he's on the cartoon page, right?
Is there such a thing as a cartoon page?
There is still a cartoon page. Yay, Slow Tribune and San Maria Times, my local two favorite papers, still. Sure, yes, and there are, and there is also online, which kind of makes it great. I'm not going to say that pays great, but at least people can find it now.
So if I go online to the Tribune, I have to do it. Where do I find the comics? Online.
The comics page.
Yeah, they still have a link for the comics page. It's still important.
They do. Hey, I'm doing every day. It's 7 days a week. Got to keep doing it.
He's syndicated. People are finding his stuff online. So the nice thing is that if you're looking for a particular cartoon on a particular topic, you're able to search, and you get people licensing your content from all over the place, right?
Yeah, greeting cards, calendars,
books,
this
magazines.
And that.
So how'd you make the leap from cards to comics, cartoons?
Okay, so the cards went to a book based on musical cartoons called Notable Quotes that I self-published 5,000 copies of. My parents were just thrilled to have those in their house. So I made it a mission to get rid of them, and by selling them. Pounded the pavement, went to all the B. Dalton Walden bookstores. Remember those?
Yeah.
Every mall had at least one or the other.
Even in Santa Maria, they had a B. Dalton bookstore.
They sure did, because my stuff was sold there.
Yeah, yeah.
This was ages and ages ago. But then I was doing a book signing in Lancaster, and a friend of mine was also doing a book signing, and the local entertainment editor from the Antelope Valley Press did a piece on it. We became friends, would go out, have a beer now and again, and he asked me if I wanted to draw a cartoon for the paper, a daily. And that was it, November 1st, 1984.
So what would happen if it was 2024 and you were starting out?
I would not do this job in 20. I'm going to be not this way, not for newspapers.
Could you do this job in 2024 starting out?
I'm sure if I was a lot younger, I have social media figured out much smarter. Probably that would be the way to go, figure ways to do that, put on TikTok. If that's going to be around still.
Who knows?
Yeah, so, or something like that. I'm sure there are ways to do it now.
All right, we've got cartoonist Lee Rubin. He is going to be the keynoter at the Central Coast Writers Conference, their 40th anniversary. It's taking place on October 5th. We've got Brian Metcalf-Schwartz, the conference director here. It's Brian Schwartz at a senior moment. We'll come back and chat some more right here on Hometown Radio. You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show, where Lee Rubin and I just discovered a connection we have between us. So, Bruce Austin edited this book?
Yeah, he was he shepherded it through most of the way, almost all the way through.
So, the editor of the book that I'm holding in my hand is edited by a guy that I went to school with at Illinois State University back in 1976. And we'll just take a minute here, Brian.
No worries.
I'm sorry. Bruce, please give my fondest regards. I don't know if he'd remember me or not. I what stands out to me about Bruce Austin is that most people were studying movies. He was studying movie audiences. What audiences were drawn to what movies? What were the demographics? Why did audiences... He was the first guy to be doing this stuff. And then he got his degree. His girlfriend was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then he went back. He's been at Rochester ever since. Just a great guy. Anyway.
Smart guy, too.
Very smart. Ooh. Brian's like, this is my time.
Well, you remembered his name crystal clear, so you definitely...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Rochester. Yeah, it's Rochester. He's the only guy I know in Rochester. Anyway, Brian, let's remind folks what's happening with the Central Coast Writers Conference, the 40th anniversary.
The 40th anniversary. This is a big milestone for Cuesta College, and I'm very honored to be the event director this year. It's really for creatives of all types. It's to be around other people who have that shared passion. I think everyone who was at the conference last year can kind of speak how powerful it is to be in that community. I make a point of bringing in people from the industry, but also not the typical type of people you would see at a writers' conference, because I think that you get to hear all these different perspectives and make new connections. So we will have the typical writing coaching for fiction, nonfiction, but there's going to be sessions on AI, which is really making a huge impact in the business, you know, video, social media, but it's definitely going to have some new things that you haven't seen before. So I would encourage people to go to CentralCoastWritersConference.com. At the very least, if you don't want to take advantage of the super early bird rate, sign up for the email list, because I'm actually getting input. I'm going to be asking for input on the sessions that we're going to have, because we only have 20 sessions.
Remind folks about this. You want their input.
I want their input.
And now.
There's going to be a poll. We're going to be sending out a list of potential sessions and speakers, and I want their input on, here's the people I want to see. And guess what? It's going to be a democratic process, because the most popular sessions we're going to bring back. So Dave says, hey, we need some agents, but if enough of you don't go in and click on the yes agents, then we'll shift our resources elsewhere, because we do have a limited budget and I have to be careful about who I bring in.
Yeah. So how did you think it went?
Well, it was rewarding. It was exhausting. There was a lot of work behind the scenes that nobody saw that was a lot of friction, but we made it through. And to everyone who attended, they didn't see any of that. And I guess that's the whole point. I heard it was a great conference, because I wasn't able to attend very many sessions of any of them. I wish I could have been there as an attendee, but I was there as event director. So everyone told me it was a great conference.
Yeah, I heard nothing but positive things about it.
Thank you for being there and being part of it.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks for bringing it back. He mentions AI. So, Lee, how's that affecting you?
You know, I tried a couple different cartoons that I had already done, entered it in, and they came out not very funny and very, very weird looking. I mean, I thought my cows were odd looking, but, man, these were otherworldly. I don't want to feed it too much information. I got to still hold on to my job for a while longer.
Yeah, but are you concerned about it as a creative and what AI is doing to the creative world?
Out of my hands, completely out of my... Nobody ever asked me this stuff. But, you know, remember, who thought of AI? It wasn't AI that thought of AI. It was people.
Yeah.
We're the real sneaky ones around here.
Yeah. So what's ahead for you professionally? I mean, you've been doing this for so long. What haven't you done professionally that you want to do?
Oh, I am working on a few projects now. One was a TV show, which the pilot was filmed a lot around this area, called Drawing Inspiration, which you can see online. It's a few years old now. Making TV shows is very expensive. Some more than I have at my disposal.
Even animated? Animated.
I would think even more. Yeah. This is not animated.
Oh, okay.
This is live action.
All right.
Who knows? Maybe I'll do more of. I didn't mention the name of the book. Called Think Like a Cartoonist.
Think Like a Cartoonist.
There you go.
A celebration of humor and creativity. You can get this book however you get books.
That is right.
I've read the book, Dave, and I love the perspective or the point of view that Lee takes on life as a creative endeavor. Like this show, every day you get the opportunity to be very creative in how you orchestrate your guests.
I even make up their names sometimes.
But you're like a living example of creativity in action.
Hmm.
And that's, I think, what Lee talks about and what he'll be talking about at the conference is how to embrace that
and take some more water.
Take advantage of
this guy's dying for some water. All right.
Anyway.
Thank you. Well, I want to hear about the creativity. I mean, you've been very successful. Do you ever, is it always on for you? Are you always, like, you're sitting here right now, are you thinking of visually?
I already kind of did the gag for the day, but I spent a lot of hours working on that gag for the day. In the old days, people would have to write you letters if they were going to complain. Now it's instantaneous. You know, they'll shoot you something, you know, in the, you know, oh, you got that fact wrong. Or, the, you know, Paul McCartney wasn't left-handed or wasn't right-handed. He was left-handed. So you always have to make sure those, you know, those kind of details.
Are you serious? They bother you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He has to fact-check everything.
Craig has a question. Craig?
Now I'm curious if Paul McCartney's left or right-handed.
He's left-handed.
He's left-handed.
He plays a left-handed guitar.
Look at the way the bass is.
Yeah, I'm an Elvis guy. But I was just wondering, do you do animation as well or just the cartooning? Or is it illustrating?
I have done a key art for animation, but it's the cartooning and the writing that go, the caption and the gag, the caption and the illustration. The other stuff, there are way more talented people. A lot of them at RIT, by the way, because that's one of their departments, and other places, of course. There's way more, that have much more patience than I ever will for animation.
How far in advance do you have to submit your stuff?
A month for the daily, 6 weeks for the Sundays.
So the pressure is always on you. It's kind of like me. I always have to come up with a show. Right? You finish a show, then you got to come back and do it tomorrow. You finish a card, then you got to come back and do it again.
Yeah, wouldn't it be
and
great
again.
If you wrote one hit song and made $1 zillion?
Yeah.
Then you can go retire.
A one hit cartoon.
No, yeah, it doesn't work like that. I wish, how nice that would be. Mm. But I love that challenge. I'm lousy at crossword puzzles, and this keeps me mentally active.
All right, Brian, make the pitch. Why should people come to the Central Coast Writers Conference?
All right, so unique this year is we're asking for the input from the attendees to help vote on the sessions that they want to see. But if you heard about last year's conference, if you attended last year's conference, you know that it was amazing because we had 50 panelists. We're not going to have that many faculty this year, but it's going to be great. And again, it's the 40th annual. And like I said, we're just going to build off the success of last year. And I felt very good. This will be my second year doing it. So it's going to be even better.
And meanwhile, you can get Lee's book, Think Like a Cartoonist, A Celebration of Humor and Creativity. However you get books. Who would benefit from seeing this book? Is it just for people who are interested in cartooning, or are there life lessons here?
There are life lessons because there are 45 contributors to that book. It's not just
anthology.
Me.
So when you say Lee Rubin and friends, you're not kidding.
That's well, that is, and I knew every one of them. Every one of those people that wrote in that I personally called them and pitched them an idea. Will you please rewrite something for this book?
I like it. Yeah. Brian, why should people buy that book?
It's a great anthology and lots of different perspectives, and I just love it. It's a real creative endeavor in itself of how he pulled that all together. It's not just Lee's ideas on creativity. It's actually pulled from lots of creative minds in different facets of our culture.
Are you going to be teaching at the conference or just doing the keynote?
No, you are going to be teaching.
I'm going to be teaching, too. Just as a note, one of the contributors is a New York Times obituary writer, and another is one of the engineers that worked for JPL with the first Mars lander back in the day, like not the most recent one.
Yeah.
So that's that wide of a
range.
Brian, what's the website?
Central Coast Writers Conference.com. Easy to find. Google it. Again, this is the 40th year. It's going to be really big. It's going to be the best of the best, and we're inviting some new people as well, like Lee. So it's sure to be an event you will not want to miss.
And Lee, what's your website?
RubesCartoons.com.
That says all. Gentlemen, thanks for coming by. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Dave.
Off we go. We got news and traffic and weather. Michael Novak is in the house. Stay with us.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.